Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. February 2nd, 2021. The Coronavirus Tango. In the news, Gazeta Dotru, journalist and psychologist Ala Bogolapova wrote, "Tired. You see, there is simply no strength. I hear this from friends and acquaintances. I read this on social media. I see it in the eyes of others, because only our eyes are now visible, the faces are covered with masks. I can see it in the mirror. Endless, hopeless, terrible fatigue. Such faces are found in other deep old people, in whose life there is nothing left to hold on to. What are we so tired of, because we have been living for a full month already, having dropped the speed to a minimum. Having done what psychologists have been talking about for so long, they say, do not slow down, burnout will come, you will not want anything at all. The scourge, so to speak, of modern society. Well, they've slowed down. On a global scale. The race for a career, money, impressions is over. And instead of enlightenment, on a global scale again, powerlessness and a feeling of complete hopelessness. What's wrong with you, man? What are you missing again? What are we so tired of? We live at half strength, reducing speed to a minimum. The race for career, money, and impressions is over. Impotence, a sense of utter hopelessness. There is no tomorrow in the world anymore. Tomorrow causes only fear. The virus of impotence, and its triumphant march, is just beginning. With him, of course, you can fight. But only there is no strength. You see, there is simply no strength. Question: she is accurately reflecting the opinion of many people. This is practically the mood of the world. Can we live with that? Answer: the mask on the face covers the mouth. It is like a gag in your mouth. It means a lot. Psychologically, it simply means shut up. After all, we still look at a person's mouth. We talk. Today we see that a very serious communication device was taken from us. We must not just breathe through a mask but speak through a mask. In general, this is a very difficult state. It not only covers half of the face, but it also closes people off from each other. They used to communicate at least in some way. It was customary to communicate normally. It does not matter what would be said to each other or what level the communication was, but today we do not have this. People rush out to demonstrations, tear off their masks. It is like climbing the barricades. And they are ready to be infected but not in such a situation that they must put a mask. It is practically an iron mask. It shuts you off. What will come out of this? I think we are being brought closer to a different kind of communication. It will not be non-verbal, it will be the same but much more explicit, sensuous, and truthful than before. That is, chattering will stop. We will dedicate more time, more attention, and more feelings to words, what we say to others and what others say to us. We will want to put a little more of our heart into it. Then we will feel that in fact this virus, this mask raises us, to a completely different level of communication, sensory, more open, heartfelt. I hope this is the way it will be. Question: this is a very interesting conclusion. Do you think that our chatter, our empty talk, is as if blocked for us? Now so that we digest all this and start saying real words? Answer: yes. Question: what will these words be? Answer: more measured, more heartfelt, more important. We will learn not to talk a lot as we have been doing all this time. In recent decades, it has been a continuous noise and dirty noise at that. Such muddy water, if you can call it water. We will begin to say necessary, relevant words. That is what I think. That is how it seems to me. I would like to believe that people will devote more time to internal communication. That is, to convey in words what is really necessary to convey from person to person, a greater respect, a greater connection. The virus has a lot to teach us. Question: maybe we will start talking about true love? Answer: no, I think the time has not come for that yet. We must realize all this within ourselves. We have to go through a lot of states: the revelation of the truth in us, what we want from ourselves, from others, what we would like to see in people in our lives, in humanity. Question: it is as if we had set up an obstacle that made us turn our eyes inward. What will we see there? Answer: we will see that we are vicious, egoistic, generally terrible creatures inside. Yet, if we want to correct ourselves, we will suddenly see that the virus will leave and we can talk. But how can we determine that the virus will go away as soon as we want to talk only about good topics? Question: and the virus will return as soon as we go back to that garbage, to empty words? Answer: yes, long enough to teach us. Question: I wonder if there could be such a tango with the virus? Or is no such direct comparison possible? Answer: it would be nice. I think it is possible, of course, but it all depends on our states, on our sensitivity. Question: do you think that if there is no strength now, then there is no strength to speak about this emptiness, no strength to live without a purpose? Answer: yes. Question: and what will the purpose be? Alabo Golopova writes that without a future we are like cars without fuel, we stand still and become covered with rust. Powerless, helpless, unnecessary even to themselves. Answer: there is a motivation to get closer to each other, to start feeling the effectiveness of life, not in opposition, not in competition, not in dominating, rising up and pushing others, but in doing something for others, for the sake of others, to create something, to build something, together with others, to create something new between us. Then there will be energy and a sparkle in the eyes, a new kind of communication that will come from the connection between us. Question: will this entire competitive world change then? Answer: yes, of course. Remark: what about all the sporting events, first places, Nobel Prizes, Oscars, Grams, and everything else? Answer: no one will be receiving them. Everyone will turn their back on them. Question: does it mean that I will not want to get a medal for first place? Answer: no. There will be nothing like that. People will think about how to create connection and build a close network of communication between them. This is a completely different world. From CAB TV's News with Michael Leitman, October 26, 2020. How to achieve spiritual connection. Dear Michael Leitman, sometimes I have a feeling that I remember myself being still inside my mother like a fetus. And then I feel so good, all worries go away, all problems are resolved, you are safe, you are taken care of. Do I really remember this? Could this be? Or is it an illusion? Answer: in general, this is an illusion, although many people consider such a sensation of intrauterine development being reliable. As the saying goes, "Mom, take me back." But, in principle, this is not what we should strive for. We need to strive to perceive the general force of nature, which is called Mother, so that we place ourselves in it correctly and go through all the stages of spiritual development, which also are called conception, intrauterine development, birth, nursing, and so on all the way up to our highest state. Question: what is a spiritual embryo? Is it a feeling of being safe, in peace? Answer: yes. When you completely dissolve in nature, when you completely surrender yourself to it and thus progress in your development. Question: does a person spiritually begin to feel that he is inside nature? Answer: yes. Question: are one's sensations very similar to the sensations of the fetus inside the mother? One only needs to move forward. Answer: Kabbalists talk about advancing. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, the 26th of November 2020. Is the Creator really kind? Comment from a viewer: you say, the creator is good. My son was killed in a car accident, he was 17 years old. This is called the good creator. I will never forgive him. My response: I understand you. So many people who have experienced such suffering like you think the same way as you do. But nothing can be done. When you will see the whole perspective, then in the entire history of mankind you will not find a single person who, after everything is revealed, could blame the Creator. In the meantime, nothing can be done. Question: what is it? Why is a person given a correction? Answer: by such accidents, which the Creator himself naturally exposes to people, he corrects them. Question: can a person in this state suddenly change slowly in relation to the Creator? Or will he be in this hatred all the time? Answer: no, he can do it. But of course, if he is helped from above. Question: what are we correcting? When we say, given for correction, what? Answer: we correct our attitude to life, to death, to chance, to the Creator. We correct our attitude to ourselves. The most important thing we correct is our attitude to the universe, to everything. This includes everything. If a person relates all this to the upper force and understands what it does against his reason and desire, but it is all done anyway in justice and for the best, then he is corrected by this. Question: and he can get out of such states? Answer: yes, he can. From CabTV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, November 26, 2020. Spiritual life in the womb. Question: if we originally existed on the spiritual level, why were we lowered into the abyss of egoism? Answer: in order for us to have free will. Question: did we not have free will, even when we used to love each other? Answer: of course not. This happened under the influence of light, which showed you the whole universe and your complete dependence on others. You performed the program of creation completely automatically. You were like an inanimate being, acting instinctively, like a corrected, good animal. But this mechanism is necessary in order to give you the quality of bestowal, the quality of love for your neighbor, so that it comes from you, and you understand what is in creation. To do this, you need to be placed between two opposing forces, and with their help you begin somehow to choose what is better, what is worse, why, what for. You would have the knowledge, analysis, and synthesis of all kinds of phenomena. Then you will know yourself and from yourself, the Creator. Question: did we not feel the Creator before? Answer: no. You felt only yourself, as if you were inside him like a fetus in the womb of a mother that carries out absolutely all her commands, is completely under her control, but at the same time, he is nobody and nothing. You annul yourself so much that these few kilograms of someone else's body, which are inside the mother's body, are not felt by her as an undesirable element. Although we always have a reaction of rejection of a foreign body, this body does not feel alien, but on the contrary, is loved and desired. Imagine how much this is created by nature inversely to what exists in our world. The material state of intrauterine development is similar to the spiritual state. If we could now, at the level we are at, consciously annul ourselves in relation to spirituality and give ourselves to it completely, we would begin to feel it, but in a minimal volume, as minimal intrauterine spiritual life. From CabTV's The Power of the Book of Zohar, number 4. Michael Leitman, on Quora: what does it feel like to be spiritually enlightened? The feeling of spiritual enlightenment is a feeling of unification with nature. It is that we exist in a field of a single common connection, with a force of love and bestowal connecting between us. Moreover, total unification as integral parts of nature is our life's ultimate destination. It is what we discover when we reach the purpose of our lives. Through positive connection among us, all and with nature, the force of love and bestowal dwelling in nature awakens and illuminates. It gives us, A new heightened sensation of harmony and eternity, a feeling of enjoyment through giving contentment to each other and to nature. Based on the fundamentals of Kabbalah lesson by Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman on December 9, 2018. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman. Michael Leitman, on Quora, why aren't we born knowing everything? If we were born with complete knowledge about ourselves, the world and reality in general, then we would be no more than machines or robots. The desire of the force that created us, called the Creator in the wisdom of Kabbalah, is to create us, in a way where we reach total resemblance to it. Therefore, we are given room for free will, choice, decision and action. It is impossible to reach sameness with the Creator if we experience zero problems, dissents and ascents, and develop in our understanding of reality. We are thus on quite a tough path toward a complete attainment of reality. This path, however, constantly shapes our inner consciousness. Eventually, we will reach the understanding of our life's source, the thought of creation, that is, the Creator's thought and intended purpose for us, and implement it. When we do, we will realize why everything has taken place in our lives the way that it has, and how it was exactly what was needed in order for us to rise to a new level of likeness with the Creator. Based on the TV program, Ask the Kabbalist with Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman on March 20, 2019. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman. Protect the individuality of each one. Question, in our world, there are so many different people in terms of mentality, appearance, everything. How is it possible that such different people scattered all over the world will suddenly want to be together? Answer, the same thing happens in our body. We just don't fully understand it yet. Is there any cell in our body like another? If it were completely similar to another cell, it would be it. It exists because it can give the whole body its own method of maintenance, its own work, its own bestowal. Are the cells of the brain, heart, liver, and kidneys similar to each other? They are completely different tissue. Question, how will people feel this in Asia, Africa, Latin America? Answer, that is why, first of all, we must accept as an absolutely necessary condition that each person is unique, and we need to protect and preserve his individuality, let him personally develop spiritually. Therefore, the dissemination of Kabbalah should be absolutely voluntary, free, in accordance with how much a person begins to understand and feel that this is really a method of correcting the world, raising it to the next level, to the next dimension, which we must now go through. Everyone should perceive this to the best of their development. There are some people who go straight for it. There are those who agree, but with a degree of indifference. There are people who reject it, who cannot agree with it in any way, who feel something hateful in it. It all depends on a person's level of development. But everyone has to pass all the levels. And in any case, you cannot put pressure on anyone here, but only tell everyone that there is such a method that speaks about the meaning of our life and about how we should rise to the next level of its existence during it. At the same time, our world gradually, as we move away from it, disappears, and turns into the spiritual world. We emanate into a completely different state. From Cab TV's The Power of the Book of Zohar number 3. We are pioneers. Question, what is the difference between a corporeal group and a virtual group? Answer, if the friends work correctly between them, there is probably no difference. Why probably? In order to do that, we need to go through certain phases of development, to achieve something, to begin to understand and to perceive it, to process these phases, and then to advance. We are pioneers in this sense, because we are doing something that has never been fulfilled in history. After all, the group that Abraham assembled in ancient Babylon and called Israel operated in different conditions. They were not shattered and they ascended to the level of the first temple, which means one level below full correction. Then they were partly shattered on the level of the first temple, and fully shattered on the level of the second temple. They passed another 2,000 years of detachment from the spiritual state. This is the reason that today we are beginning to reconnect. Since the Babylonians dispersed all over the globe at the time, and Abraham's group also dispersed in the world and mixed with other nations, we now begin to gradually reassemble, not knowing from where and how. Yet, these are not our own independent actions, but the outcome of the Creator's effect, the effect of the general light on us. So when we reassemble, we don't know how to act. There are general schemas, general rules of the correction of the broken Kli, shattered vessel, of the one soul. But no matter what you ask about, I will not tell you that that is the way it should be, even if I am absolutely sure of the answer, because in the spiritual world there is the rule of there is none wiser than the experienced. A wise man is a person who undergoes everything and speaks about it only from his own experience, but who knows the levels that we are undergoing now. There are no such people in our generation. It will be easier for the next generation though. We will leave them our teachers, our impressions, we will leave them the broken Kli, shattered vessel, that we have begun to reconstruct, and so, of course, it will be easier for them to do it. I am not quite sure how the group will undergo the levels of attainment. We are advancing by making small steps, and although we are advancing quite fast, every small step is still new, so time will tell. We will intensively move forward and see for ourselves how it works. On the whole, our movement is similar to the states Kabbalists underwent in earlier generations, but there may also be changes since group work is implemented for the first time. It is new, since throughout history the assembly of the broken Kelim, shattered vessels, the vessel of the general soul has never been fulfilled. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, February 11, 2019. The connection with the teacher. Question: how can we know that we have a connection with the teacher? Answer: if you participate in the lessons and follow my advice all the time, then you already have a double connection with me. After all, you receive the method from me and you try to implement it between you and return to me with questions. This is your connection with the teacher. It is conveyed through an external connection to an internal connection, and you begin to feel it. Question: can people who have no connection to the wisdom of Kabbalah at all open up new horizons for me in understanding the wisdom of Kabbalah and in understanding myself? Answer: absolutely not. They will begin to delve into psychology or philosophy, into the philosophies of the East, etc., but not into the wisdom of Kabbalah. Baha'u'llah says that the only way to attain the wisdom of Kabbalah is through a Kabbalist teacher. I met a Sufi sage in England once. In my meeting with that sage, he also told me, "If you wish to study with me, you need to love me." This means that everything is based on the connection between the teacher and the student. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, December 2, 2018. How can the Creator desire suffering and pain? Question: how can one come closer to the Creator after a serious trauma? How can the Creator desire this suffering and pain? Why and what for? Answer: I cannot explain this to you. You must learn this by yourself, and gradually, precisely gradually, you will begin to see the true picture of the world. I do not even want to talk about this right now. You will not understand me, you will reject what I can tell you. Question: doesn't the very presence of trauma prevent development? Answer: no. It even encourages us. From Cab TV's Ask a Kabbalist, December 31, 2018.